Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we might have to have a good grip here. We're looking at Cauldron's Crypt, a BDSM 101 podcast. And if you're new to BDSM, that's bondage, domination, sadomasochism. Yeah. And here's their description. With over 20 years in BDSM community and the mental health field, I've gained a unique understanding and respect for the alternative lifestyle. As BDSM has become more and more mainstream, it's important that people become informed and educated about the truth of the BDSM community instead of letting inaccurate books and movies shape their minds, opinions, and lifestyles in a way that is both incorrect and unhealthy. Myself and guests from porn stars to pastors will dive deep into all sides of the lifestyle to paint an accurate, informed, and unbiased picture of BDSM and the surprising truth behind the psychology of participants. I just love the line from porn stars to pastors. We're going to be listening to episode number one. I'm not sure what episode number this is, but he said here, I think it's 38, and it's titled Dungeons right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, here we go.
Welcome.
I'm scared.
Welcome. Welcome to my dungeon.
Welcome to Cauldron's Crypt. I'm your host, Master Cauldron. If you're new to the show, we use our combined 30 years of experience to dispel myths, get rid of stereotypes, and answer your questions about BDSM. You can call in at 865-268-4005 to leave your questions or visit the crypt at cauldronscrypt.com.
So we know what the show's
about. On
this
episode of the crypt, we're going to talk about dungeons, get into the paperwork, what they're like if you've never been, which we did have an independent episode about that, and kind of touch base on a few new little things that we've not talked about before. So this is going to be a fun and interesting conversation.
Little tease.
But first, before we dive into that conversation, I got to say hey to my girl. It's Fun Size. How you doing?
I'm really good. I'm pretty amused today, pretty energetic. How are you?
Just the same. As you know, before we got started, I was waking up all groggy and getting my coffee. And now I'm wide awake, ran over these show notes. We've had a good conversation off the mic. So I'm really excited to have a good conversation on the mic about this topic. You know,
All right. It's
Sunday and I spent, as usual, my Saturday evening in a dungeon, played with three or four people, come home, done a little bit more play. And so I'm ready to talk about it. I love it. As usual, before we dive into the main topic, real quick, got to hit those rules to love by, and then we'll get started. So okay. Rules to love by. Number one, safe, sane, consensual, and informed. Rule number two, kinky. That's K-N-K-I from the Kinky app, available on all platforms. That stands for knowledge, no intolerance, kindness, and integrity. And rule number three, the quote from Mr. Paul Jung, submission is not about authority, and it's not about obedience. It is all about relationships of love and respect. One of the most important things to remember as you enter into the BDSM lifestyle. All right. So, Fun Size.
Yes, Cauldron.
Dungeons.
All right, I'll start you out with your favorite thing, the definition. Dungeons are generally considered as any space with BDSM equipment used as a play space. They can also be used for classes, meetings, or events. They can be either public, which is open to a particular community, or private, belonging to a certain person or persons. And some of the public ones I want to mention are also hotel and B&B styles. So if you're looking for a nice little getaway with your partner, there are dungeons available for that.
1763 in Atlanta is one of those. I think they've got four or five rooms. Each one is themed to something different. And after the club closes, anybody who has rented one of these rooms has full access to the dungeon play space. Plus, there's all kinds of equipment in the rooms. And it's not near as expensive as you'd think it would be. But yeah, those are my favorite ones.
All right, full disclosure here. Master Cauldron is a friend of mine. I've met him a few times. I've never listened to his show, though. And I got to tell you, it follows my recipe. I knew what the show was about. Then he told me what was in the episode. The only thing I heard is like, hey, before we get to that, we're going to do this, which makes me think after that, you're going to get to the main and crap. And then you're like, hey, guess what? We're going to do another before we get to that. I'm not sure how I would reword that, except before we get to that, we need to talk about such and such and such and such, and then hammer both those. Maybe hammer isn't the right word here. Maybe then voice both of those and then get to the main attraction. Not a huge deal. I just noticed it was like, hey, one more thing. Hey, one more thing. And I liked the attitude that came through this of safety and respect and things of that nature. The fact that you knew of a place in Atlanta to me shows that you have street cred, and the fact that you were out Saturday night in a dungeon again shows me I'm not just a person talking about it. So, and the other thing is, if you can come at this show with an open mind, I always kind of ask myself, would I want to listen to the rest of this? And my answer is, yeah, this sounds pretty interesting. And I just thought I'm thinking if I was into this, this would be a cool podcast. So again, if you want to check this out, go out to the website, he said, pulling it up. Cauldron's Crypt. Now, we got some fun spelling going on here. Cauldron is K-U-L-D-R-I-N, Cauldron's with an S, and then Crypt is K-R-Y-P-T. Pretty interesting looking website, if I do say so myself. Some of the equipment they were talking about is listed right there on the front page, and I believe Master Cauldron will be coming out with courses. So if you want to learn this stuff, you'll be able to do that as well. And if you'd like to jump in line and get my opinion about your show, as well as get some exposure, there is no upsell. It's podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button, and it's $5. So thanks so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. If you want to start a podcast, I'd love to help you. Look me up at schoolofpodcasting.com. And until we meet again, the next time you saddle up, always remember to enjoy your ride.